Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly sunny. We will have a high getting close to 80 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 67. 67 also in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee, 65 at this hour in Racine. The goal is to improve ACT scores for juniors, which is why the Racine Unified School Board voted unanimously to seek a waiver from the State Department of Public Instruction for freshmen, sophomores, and seniors to receive 13 fewer classroom hours than required. Superintendent Lolly Haas says this is one key area for student achievement.
And we know that there are many good strategies out there to help students improve their ACT performance, and we have used all of those in the past. ACT boot camp, ACT prep sessions, etc. But we have offered them during after school or weekend hours or as optional times for students to attend. In our community, for our students, that is not always the best option. Transportation, jobs, other activities can get in the way of being able to attend.
The only public comment coming from one-time Kenosha Education Association official Scott Farnsworth. He suggested the district was rolling over to the desires of the governor and state lawmakers.
If you do not also vehemently express your outrage at having to disrupt the school calendar and staff and taking staff time and expending valuable funds to the state legislature and Weatherston and Voss and Van Wongart and Governor Walker and all the other idiot Republican legislators who rammed this requirement down your throat, then I will be sorely disappointed in this board.
Board member John Heckenlively saying, unfortunately, the state does give us hoops to jump through. October 31st, the current target date for the juniors to take the practice ACT. Four 90-minute late start days for the non-juniors would run once a month, November through February. Staff indicating this could also be incorporated into the next school calendar, or they could seek another waiver while busing needs will be adjusted to the schedule. The UW Board of Regents set to vote Friday on whether to expel students who repeatedly disrupt speeches and presentations on campuses. The proposal, part of a resolution the board will consider during its meeting at UW Stout. Republican lawmakers pushing the bill that would require system institutions to punish students disrupting free expression multiple times. Measures passed the Assembly, but it has not made it to the Senate. One Kenosha alderman is calling for increased security for city council meetings and for the municipal building. Scott Gordon says he has been concerned about the security at the council's meeting for some time. His concerns, he said, not brought about by the shooting rampage in Las Vegas. Says he wonders if Kenosha would be ready, though, if a similar incident occurred here, and noting that the only police officer in the building was Chief Dan Muskinis, called aldermen sitting ducks in the council chambers.
We have no security in this building. We have no way to determine if somebody is illegally carrying a firearm in that gallery. We have the only way to prevent it if something happens is our chief of police is around the corner.
Gordon says he wants to know what can be done to make the building safer for aldermen and for the public. At least one police officer has attended council meetings for several years, though one was not in the gallery area for several weeks. Chief Muskinis saying the officers are assigned to the meetings based on availability, and there's been no change in that practice for having officers in attendance. Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly dragging Wisconsin into the rhetoric arena referenced the Las Vegas shooting massacre, blasting White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders over comments about gun control, telling reporters during questions related to the tragedy that Chicago still has a large amount of gun-related crimes despite having the strictest gun laws in the country. Kelly firing back on Twitter that more than half the guns used in the Chicago gun violence came from outside the state, including Indiana and Wisconsin. And the attorneys for Mark Jensen have asked a federal appeals court to order his immediate release from custody after a decision by Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman reinstated the former Pleasant Prairie resident's murder conviction, and they want to get an order granting him the state's from barring him from prosecution for a second time around. WRJN's Janet Hoff has the latest on this.
According to the Kenosha News, the motion was filed on Friday, and William Griesbach, the chief judge for the U.S. District Court in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, gave the state 21 days to file a response. Jensen was convicted in 2008 of killing his wife, Julie, in 1998. One of the key pieces of evidence was a letter Julie Jensen wrote telling police to look at her husband if anything should happen to her. A federal judge overturned the conviction, saying the voice from the grave letter should not have been admitted at trial. Special Prosecutor Robert Jambois recently argued other legal decisions opened the way for the letter to be used during trial, and Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Chad Kirkman agreed, reinstating Jensen's conviction. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Adjusting school start and end times in Racine Unified has been an ongoing process for about the past 2 years, and the current team on that task will be taking a little bit longer to try to nail down a recommendation in what's proven to be a very complicated process. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca pointing out that at a minimum, the 5 early release days, which nobody likes, would be recouped, and teacher planning time, that's another key component.
She would gain the other half of that day back, but it will depend on what proposal they come up with, because as you saw on the example, you have to add some time somewhere, and it depends. Each one of the proposals that we had added a different amount of time, so you can build in depending on what they come up with.
Meanwhile, Matt Hanser said the public ought to know that this could result in greater opportunities for additional instruction. Mike Frontier says it's a tough decision because of clear benefits to starting high school later, while hoping the recommendation will stay away from an even earlier start schedule.
I did call the Prairie principal who starts his high school at 8:30, asked about sports. Kids missed the last 2 periods. I know Prairie is not as complicated, but he says he drives to work in the morning and he sees those kids out there at 6:15, 6:30 like zombies, and he wishes he could start later for his high school kids. So I know you're looking at all the options. To start earlier, though, almost defies logic, and I hope there's some way that moving from 7:15 to 7 is not in the next plan.
Board President Bob Wickey noted that 7 to 7:30 a.m. high school start time window is a commonality with all other districts. The board told by Superintendent Lolly Hawes, quote, there is no perfect answer, unquote, and that the team's recommendations, the team that's working on it, will be recommending on November 6th at a work session, and hopefully the board can make a decision on November 20th. In Pleasant Prairie, the Village Board approving a final plat for the development of 45 single-family lots to be known as Arbor Ridge. This area was originally platted as a condominium development back in 06, but due to the recession, it did not develop as planned. Tree screening is going to be installed for privacy. The developer anticipates construction to start yet this fall, the project completion the summer of next year. Kroger planning to add gas stations to some of its pick-and-save locations around southeast Wisconsin, trying to challenge the grocery store competition that it's facing. Just over half of Kroger's supermarkets nationwide had fuel centers. As of last January, it started selling gasoline back in 1998. And the personal finance website WalletHub did a little in-depth analysis of more than 500 cities around the country. Racine and Kenosha fall into the category of slowest-growing cities in America, looking at 15 key metrics ranging from population growth to college-educated population growth to unemployment rates. Racine showing up at number 507 out of 515, Kenosha at 430, Milwaukee 435, Waukegan ranking 483. Milwaukee is 58th among the large cities, Racine 199 among small cities, Waukegan 186th, Kenosha at number 159. Fastest growing cities list starts out with Frisco, Texas, then Kent, Washington, Lehigh Acres, Florida, Meridian, Idaho, and Midland, Texas to round out the top 5. WRJN.com is our webpage where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.